Here, so he's holding in the middle of proving or disproving Islam, Christianity, and so on. Aval, shloi namin b'nevuah zayid v'amar. I think they were Muslim. What? Hello? Ah, okay. So they were Muslim Nevi'im. I think it might be his son-in-law. Muhammad, son-in-law, ain't the bishvil she'inim Yisrael, k'mon she'choshvim ha'moin, achin etzterach l'dayik mi'milas ha'kerachah. So the problem we have with them is not that they're not Jewish. That doesn't automatically disqualify you. He says, "Sorry, iyo v'tzeifa buldot v'lifas v'lihu kulam etzleinu nevi'im." We hold them all to be nevi'im. V'ach b'she'inim Yisrael, even though they're not Mizar Yisrael. V'chei, the other side, chanayli b'razor navi sheker v'ach b'she'inim Yisrael. So it's possible to have a Goyish Navi, and it's even though Chazal tell us that Bilam was given Nevuah to show that that's why he's not giving Nevuah to Mosai Olam, Makapanim, he says over here, I guess it could be also depends when they were living, but Eich Shaloyeh, it has nothing to do with being Yisrael, not Yisrael, and Chanani ben Azar was a Navi Shek, Al Pishum Yisrael, Avol Namen ben Navi, Nakeshe Mitzad Nevuah, Osalei Mitzad Yichusay. We look at the facts. Is the person a Navi? Is the person not a Navi? Ubir Zeh Adava. So Moshe Rabbeinu in the Torah said there is no more Torah left. He said there will be plenty of people that will say Nevuah, but no one's going to bring a Torah down. And if there's Torah left, somebody has to go up in Shemayim and take it down. So it's interesting. The Rambam brings this as an Iker, as one of you give him the Ikrim. The Ikrim argues, it doesn't argue that's not true, but the Ikrim feels it's not an Iker. It doesn't have to be an Iker. One could, Torah could be true even if it could be changed. And he brings all sorts of mekoros for that, but it's not exactly the same. In other words, he says lo yitzo, somebody would come along with the attitude that Torah could be changed because it's Torah could be changed because it's a because the Torah itself says it should be changed, and he gives mishalim like certain things were asun and became mutter. Kadosh Baruch Hu was the argument that it's not shaykh that a divine Torah would be changed. That he doesn't feel is a correct argument. So it's not that he's arguing on the fact that it didn't change and Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't change it. Just arguing on the fact that there's nothing wrong with saying that because of changed circumstances, HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed it. Lamashal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Bechayrus Davayda, and then he rescinded it from them. So no one is going to say that shows there's something wrong with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he quote-unquote changed his mind. We'll say we were Chaitim, and it was our problem, our fault. So he's not, you know, that's the signum that he takes. But the Rambam feels very strongly about it, and I guess this might be the reason for it. He feels that we would be having a problem with Christianity and Islam if you could say that it changed. He holds it's me'ikr possible because Moshe Rabbeinu said it's not going to change, and therefore it's not going to change. The truth is I assume the Ikrim also agrees that Moshe Rabbeinu said it's not going to change. And that's why it's true that it's not going to change. But it's not true that it's not going to change because it's impossible for Torah to change, but rather because Moshe Rabbeinu said it's not going to change. So if any Navi, be it who it may be the chashivst or the lowest, will get up and say that there's one mitzvah in Torah that's batal, shiker, v'hikrish, v'asim, v'ashabenu, He lied because he's being makish Moshe Rabbeinu's voice that Amal Lonul Vanein Ad Olam, that this Torah is going to last forever. Lefikoch Nakhishehu V'Naragoy Soy Im Tielon Yecholos Al Zeh. If we will have the ability to kill him, we'll do it. Ve'enol Nashkech Al Moifsav Kimoy Shen Nashkech L'Navi Oy Melavet Avod Ezara. Shekin Amar Bois and Moifis, Lysishmal and Novi Divanavahu, Shemotan Shal Amalon, Saldavar Zoloilam, the Figur Neda Shoizes also Beshem for the Zora, Eno Kimbalat Vikishuv. So the Rambam says that no matter who comes and says that a Kodesh Baruch changed, he's Chayev Misa. Now, what's interesting is, would a Goy also be Chayev Misa? But I don't think the Rambam is noches to that nafkimina between a yid and a goy. The killing him is because he's made a sheka. I don't know if a goy has that those isurim. I'm not quite sure that that's it's nagia so much. But akol panim, Yisrael Sivchayim. When anything else, the Rambam wants to stress that the certainty that this person is being mashaka from the fact that it's impossible Kadosh Baruch Hu changed it. So I told somebody once, when somebody asked about why we don't believe in Yeshu, it has nothing to do about believing in the miracles he did or didn't do. It makes very little difference. The bottom line is, he was saying something which the Torah says is an impossibility. And being that he's drawing his nevuah from the Torah, he's makish atzmai. We don't even bother to ask him for credentials. And if he does it, we're not going to entertain any havamina that this is a moifis. I want to talk a little bit about this. This is the Rambam says this in Yisrael Torah, and it's be'etzem very relevant over here. The Rambam says come out the same thing. Let's understand. The Rambam has a whole perek that we didn't believe in Moshe Rabbeinu because of Eisa Moifis, because Eifa Moifis can be done through Kishev and Lot and so on and so forth, and there are many problems with it. We only believed it from because we heard by Sinai Kadosh Baruch Hu say Moshe Moshe and so on. Let's try to understand the big difference between the two. If you're talking about what's easier and what's harder to stage, I would say that Kriyas Yamsuf is a much harder spectacle to stage than a voice coming out of smoke saying Moshe Moshe. You know, it's not such a big deal. If somebody can do Kriyas Yamsuf, I think this is a little bit on the easier side. So what does he mean? So let's use a dogma. Imagine that someone comes to me and he says, I own this car. What's the raya? I have a set of keys in my pocket, they fit the car. So that's a raya. It's a raya. Is it a clear? Do I see the ownership? No, a person can steal keys. At the end of the day, it's only coming with a question: why would I have the keys in my pocket if I wasn't the owner? Maybe the owner gave it to me to take a package out of the car. If let's say a yid comes along, and he does a maifis. A chair rises above, a chair lifts itself up and it's hanging midair. So we would be like, wow. But be'etzem, it's evidence. We say, well, this is very hard to do. I don't know anyone else that can do it. I do believe in a God who's very powerful and strong, can do anything. Well, something like this was done, must be that this Yid, Kadosh Baruch Hu sent him to do it. It's a shtickle Torah. Logical, but all it is a shtickle Torah. If, let's say, I'm standing in a room, I'm standing outside someone's apartment, and I hear the person talking. So I can surmise from it that he has a guest. By the tone of the voice, I can surmise who he's talking to and this and that and that. But it's never more than a raya. I'm saying, well, he's telling him about this, and he's speaking to him in such a tone of voice, and this language, it must be chveis so and so. And then there's a matzav where I meet so and so. Now, it doesn't mean that I couldn't have had an act opposing that person. But the experience itself is I met the person. It's possible that it was put on by someone, maybe. But it's a whole different world. One is evidence or proof, and one is experiencing it itself. It's like if I see a video of a crime. I could question maybe the video is genuine or not. I could raise that question. But what I have in front of me is not evidence. What I have in front of me is a metzias. If someone comes along and said, tomorrow the rivers are going to overflow the banks. And lo and behold, the river overflows the banks. So that itself is not meeting a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's just a shtickle Torah. If this and this person would not have information that's from outside this world, how would you know the river would flood? It was a beautiful day yesterday. Nobody saw anything. Bal Korchach, he has information from someone who knows their future, and that must be a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and so on. So that's a shtickle Torah. But it's not something which I can put a finger on and say he experienced it. Masha Enkin, when I heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak to Moshe, so that was an experience. So just like if I talk to you, and I know who you are. Somebody might come along and say, no, he was disguised, or somebody else is this, that. Fine, but what I, the thing that I experienced was a direct contact. And now that moves into the realm of a metzias rather than a surmised metzias. So the difference between Moifis and Har Sinai is one is a raya with a shtickel Torah. If it wasn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who we claim is almighty, doing it, there's no kayak within the beard that could have done it. So it's evidence, but I'm always doubtful. I always think of different svaras. Maybe it's not such a good svar, and so on. Masha Ein Kein, if I have an experience with something, that becomes a metzias to me. And the Rambam repeats basically what he says over here. He says, "Lefisha munosar moist loisa mitzara moifis kesh es chaya mitzazil lehakish be moifis anove azil moifis moish rabbeinu." In other words, if this was a moifis, we ask ourselves, which moifis is the bigger moifis? I've got a conflict between two people, Bala Moifsin, Bala Shemtiv, so I'll look whoever's a bigger Bal Shemtiv. Aval hemanu boi fish shemanu adova ke moishe shamahu, ubaze hemanu boi emuna shleimu mekuyemes ar oilom, shenema vegam bechoye mina loilom. Vanachta beinyin zeh moishe abeinu, ke moishnei edim sheidu shroa shum dova. Shekol echad mehem yodea bevadesh hu emes mashayot chaveri v'amitos dvarav. So we have two Edom coming together. They both reinforce each other. Ve'einon tzich lehovel devarim raya v'fnei hamoin ha'am. And they don't need to bring a raya to everyone else that I know the other person is saying emes. I don't know what he wants over here exactly, but basically his point is when two Edom come, each aid is comfortable that he's saying what he's saying as a Haggadah Shnei Edim. And that seems to be in the Ram, same exact Lashon Yad HaChazakah, that each one testifies both on himself and the other. And that's why a Kat Edim is treated as one unit. For Hazama and for other things, it's treated as one unit because the Edim together testify on the event and testify on each other as well. V'chein adav abanu. Anachnu adas Yisrael yodana amitaz Moshe Rabbeinu. So we were part of that interaction. Not because we saw anything miraculous, but we experienced a type of experience that would be called the Shekhinah speaking to him. The moifsin that were done were just done as per need. We needed water, we needed man, we needed to go over the yam, but lemaisa, they are not proofs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umipnei she'ikar god lazo nishkach ben asenchol v'revun asenu. He said, being that it's sort of bavarning akasha, being that it's something that is so clear, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu put Moifsim into place and make that an important point? So the Moifsim are there. We never, even though people forget about it, they talk about the Moifsim, but the Moifsim are not the Yisrael Emunah. Yisrael Emunah is Maimon HaSinai. Mishvul Zeh Eino Maimon Moifsim Kama Shonah Maminah Moshe Rabbeinu V'lo Yivshava B'neihem B'emunah. Moifis is not equal Moshe. So if Moshe Rabbeinu says something and there's a Moifis Fakert, we go Basa Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, you're trying to show me different things and convince me that what you have is good, is right, and so on. There's nothing you can show me unless you show me something comparable to Maimon Har Sinai. Lefikach, im yamoid novi mi Yisrael mishar umis. So he says the right procedure is if someone comes along and he's coming with Divah His Eirus, he says, I have a message to tell you, to Mechazik Torah. We first ask him, Moifis. Emit Moifis Namen Boy, Via Etzleinu B'Miles Hanaviyim. So now, so he asks, okay, I just got through saying before that moifsim are nothing, so why do you trust the Navi when he gives a moifis? So he says, umashan ma'aminim boy besitoi moifis, ve'afa pishav shu makrish. So we just said before that a moifis is never foolproof. He says, you're right, it's not a logical reason that we believe in a moifis. Shakodesh Baruch Hu Tzivon Edei Moshe V'Amo Lanok She'idu Shneidim Shum Dov V'Chatech Edom Pidusam V'Don Etzim Kav Schus Amin Chaskas Chusam V'Av Opi She'itoch She'idu V'Emes She'idu V'Sheke V'Chein Tzivon Shem Yokum Novi V'Nos Noisi Moifis V'Nir Lefi Daita Po'ulo Is Kifi Chituch Devaroi V'Av Opi She'adov V'Ef Shum Emes She'eke U'Bil Kmoi Kein She'ish Dvom She'idu Mitzkab Mitzad Abua. So he says like this, the reason why we believe in a Navi when he gives a Maifis is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us that under such and such, or Moshe Rabbeinu, I guess we're going with this thread of thought. Moshe Rabbeinu told us that there's a chiyuv to listen to a Navi that that brings us a Maifis to verify his to act to his credentials. So he says, just like two Edis, you don't believe two Edis because it's impossible two Edis should lie, and because logically I must believe in Edis. It's because the Torah says that if somebody will come as an aid, we accept him. So we're accepting his aidus because the Torah told us to do it, not because there's any logical imperative to accept his aidus. That's the point that he's making over here. So by definition, if we're listening to this person only because of the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, so bal karchach, anything that's makash nevuah, we're not going to listen to it's first of all because Moshe Rabbeinu said so, and secondly, it undermines the basic principle of why we're listening to the nevuah. I mean, we're listening to the nevuah because Moshe said so, and you're telling me that something Moshe Rabbeinu said is not true. So bal karchach, your nevuah is not true. Okay, ba'arin yizeh betachlis habiyur betchilz chivayin agol lefeyash ha-mishnah, and this is in his pirush ha-mishnah, the Hakdama, the first of the Hakdama to pirush ha-mishnah, the Rambam is ma'arich on this, and this is, it's interesting, the Rambam makes a big to-do about it. He knows where he's explaining the chashivas of Torah, I guess Torah Shabbat, the Torah Shabbat, over anything else. He says, he speaks about how come we don't listen to a Navi in any Yonim of Torah. This is the point that he says over here. The umasharelu choladas. This also he says over there, very strongly so, that the klal that you can't be moisiv in Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah applies as well to Torah Sheba'al Peh. That's anything that we have a Kabbalah and Mesiris on, we can't change or say through nevuah that we're reevaluating it. Nevuah and Giluyim cannot change Torah Shebikstav nor Torah Shebal Peh. Both are not changeable through Nevuah. Avol. Now a new piece. Masha Zachartu Medivrei Akitzin. So he said you spoke about the Kates. And Rav Tzadia Goyen in Daniel speaks about the different kitzim and so on. Tchilo Mashiach Shalach Ladas. So it's first he said, Shehaketz al derech ha'emes lo yitochen l'shem odon das l'yisir l'oilam. It's impossible for any person to know the Kates. In other words, to know it in a very firm and sure way. We can always take a guess, and as we move along, the chances get better that our guess is going to be okay. But the Kates itself is something that's impossible for anybody to know. How does he know that? He says, "Kama shabir Daniel." The Oma Kistumim Vachsuma Dvarim Ades Kates. It's something that Daniel said, the Malach told Daniel that this is going. I'm telling you something, which will be not understandable until the end. Avol Roiv Tsir Ktsas Chachamim Alzeh V'Olaber Nesem Shisigur Kvar Koyim Anavi Ade Inazeh. But there are people, there are quite a few people, many people that have been Isaac in it and have come up with different kitzim. He says, Yeshoy to Rabim, Veter Badas, Kloimer, not Dir Badas, that if people become smarter or wiser, but rather people will become, people will think a lot about it, people will dabble in it a lot. Yirbu hadeyes v'asoras boy. V'kvabi HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'neviyov shekzas me'odim yichash v'kitzam Mashiach v'yav v'kitzam v'skayim. That goof is part of his nevuah. There'll be people who think that they'll know and they won't know. V'achakech hisironim le'stapik bin yizeh told us not to get involved with it, not to have any sfeikas about Mashiach coming because we're having problems with the kitzim. Va'ama al yatziv eschem lo yalech eshboinchem al kol ma sheis v'sacho esif boi tikva shekein oma ka oit chazir lemoyed v'feach leketz v'yachaziv im yisma meach hakeloi ki bo yovoi lo yacha. Okay, I want to add a point here about the Daniel's Giluim of the Kates and so on. There's an old, I don't know, Yiddish joke, story, that in Chelm they decided that the Rebbe needs to have golden shoes. It's very important for him to walk in the street with chashivas and a pair of golden shoes. So they voted unanimously, it was haste for the Rebbe, of course, to have a pair of golden shoes. So somebody said, you know, the streets in Chelm are such blotter that the golden shoes will get ruined. So we have to do something. So somebody was matzia to put rubber galoshes on the shoes. So pe'echo, they thought it's a good idea. Then somebody raised the shaila that if he's going to have rubber galoshes on the shoe, on the golden shoes, you won't see the golden shoes. So they decided they're going to cut holes in the rubber so people are able to see the gold. So the question was, but being that they'll cut holes, they'll get muddy again. So the safe pasuk was they would have the galoshes cutting the holes, they would have cork stoppers, corks that they would put into the holes, and the gabbai would be taking them on and off as he was walking so everybody could see the gold, but they wouldn't be affected by the blotter, something like that. I mean, well, let's ask ourselves. The Neil is told a Kates. And the Kates is, this is the real Kates. And then he's told, you know, Kistum v'chasum adorim at ace Kates. So I'm telling you a Kates, but you're not going to be able to know what the Kates is. So it's like wearing the golden shoes with the galoshes on it. Well, what's the point of it? Why do we have that? So the answer is twofold. One is, since nothing new is going to be mischadish really, and everything has to be in Torah, so the Kates is also in Torah. But it's a one-way mirror. Right now, you can break your head on the Kates. It's not going to, you're not going to figure it out. But once it happens, you'll be able to figure out the Mafreya. It's like one of these treasure hunts where you get this mysterious note that tells you where it is and you can't make heads or tails out of what they're talking about. But as soon as you see where it's hidden, you say, ah, that's what it meant. It's in a place like this, a place like that. You figure it out le Mafreya. So there's an inyan that everything should be it should be in Torah, and you should figure it out the Mafreya, so that you realize the Mafreya that it was there all along. But beforehand, you won't be able to see it. So that we can go on with our business. We have a stima sakeitz and so on. That's one way of looking at it. There's another way, a deeper connection in it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has two mehalchim in the Bria. Like the Ramchal says, there's the Derech HaMishpat, which is up to us. We do Toiv, we Marbe, the good, we do Ra, we Memayet, and so on. And then there's what he calls the Derech HaYichud, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is busy all the time bringing the Tachlis, bring the Bria to its Tachlis. That's the core part of it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly in the Bria bringing it, but he's doing it in a way that's impossible to detect. it's something that it's a hidden halach. It's the derech that's nister, and therefore we are totally unaware of it. Lasid lavoi, when the gula comes, that we will become, that hanhaga will then become the hanhaga hanigles, and it'll be niskala. Right now it's the hanhaga nisteris, and we don't have any access to it. When it develops, it'll become the chelak hanigla debria, and then we'll understand it. So the pshat is Torah itself. I guess we'll use the old formulation of istakvaraisa bar alma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the Torah itself, you have an accurate reflection of the world. In this, there is geula is a matzah that's now. There is geula now going on, but that geula belongs to the mahalchim nistarim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not megala anything. It's a mahalach that is behesta, and therefore its makom Torah is behesta. Means that all the mahalchim in the world have their true shrashim in Torah the way they are. So a mahalach that is now hesta, it what comes out in the Torah is it's makom Torah is behesta. Lasid lavoi, that mahalach is going to be the mahalach on Nicholas. That is going to be the mahalach, and then it'll become Nicholas. So here also, right now it belongs to the stumim v'chasumim. It belongs to the chelik of the bria that exists, and that's why we had to put it into Torah, because if it exists in the bria, it exists in Torah. But there's a tzara shava. Anything that exists in the Torah behesta is going to exist in the Bria behesta, and anything that's in the Torah benigla is going to exist in the Bria benigla. So this has to be benigla in Alasid Lavoi and benista now. So he says, that's why you have the inyan of its hesta. That also is going to be merumis. And we also have we're warned that don't allow this to create doubt. So the tikva for the kates is really it's a chibur to the kates that exists now. The emun and geula is not that Kadosh Baruch Hu will at some point bring a geula. It's a sort of hechetimtza to connect with what's waiting, you know, machakosleinu to come out. Okay, I think we'll hold it here. You have anything to ask? Any question? Any kuda? Right.